Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. CHS Midwest Cooperative employees at Phillips, South Dakota, are assessing the condition of a 100,000 bushel grain bin that weakened last week. CHS Midwest Cooperative General Manager Milt Hancock says the winter wheat was safely removed.
All afternoon Friday and actually all through the night and until the very early hours of the morning, we slowly and methodically and safely, under the recommendation of a bin engineer that we actually have on staff at CHS, we emptied that bin down to the point that it was below the fold in the bin. And at that point, it was deemed that it was safe. We could stop unloading the bin and then assess what we needed to do to either repair or replace the bin.
Hancock says they took a closer look at the bin earlier this week.
And we have crews together to go out and take a look at that with an outside engineer to see if it can be repaired or if, in fact, we'll have to replace it. Either way, the bin will eventually have to be completely emptied, and then they will jack the bin down, as in take rings off as they go down, and then replace what needs to be fixed or put in all new. I guess that hasn't been determined yet.
He says they aren't certain yet as to why the grain bin started to break down.
You know, we really don't know for sure what caused the crinkle in the first place. I'm sure that weight had a lot to do with it. You know, it's all good 62, 63 pound wheat that was in there. Pretty indicative of the crop that we were having. But you know, the bin was built, I believe, in the early 80s. And, you know, over time, these things can happen. It doesn't happen often, but, you know, just anything that with that much age on it, there can be an issue. And whatever that issue is, we will take a look at it and make sure that there's no other problems with that bin and fix it appropriately.
Hancock says safety of employees in the surrounding area remains a top priority. A U.S. representative from West Texas says the Farm Bill must ensure a strong, viable ag sector. Republican Jody Arrington, congressman, says the mission of the committee is clear: to establish policies to support a vibrant ag economy. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Inside Agriculture.